Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is David Sheehan, who's recently been named the Vice President of Commercial Hard Surfaces with Mannington Mills. David, how you doing?
I'm good, Kemp. How are you?
I'm good. I know I've caught you on moving day. As part of this promotion, you're going to move from being up there near your Salem, New Jersey headquarters, and you're moving down to where the commercial business is, right?
That's correct. I'll be moving and relocating down to our commercial headquarters, which is located in Calhoun, Georgia. And I'll be living just north of Atlanta in Acworth, Georgia, which is just about 30 minutes away from work.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, literally, you're standing in your yard and there's a van line out front. I appreciate you doing this right now. I wanted to do this while I'm covering NeoCon. Congratulations on your promotion. Just a little bit on your background. It looks like you've been at Mannington for about 10 years, mostly focused in the hard surface area. And prior to that, you were with Pergo for about 7 years. And prior to that, it looks like you studied some Japanese. Is that right?
That's right, Kemp. My father was an IBM executive, and I had the fortunate opportunity of living overseas in Japan during kind of the junior high and high school time frame.
That kind of broadens the whole way you think about things, doesn't it?
Yeah, that was a pivotal experience for me. I really look back on that experience, and I'll tell you what, it got me interested in Japanese. I continued that on at North Carolina State University, got a scholarship to do some intensive Japanese training at Middlebury College,
yeah.
And it was pivotal in my background, I will tell you that.
Yeah, that's neat. Okay, so in this role, you're basically the business general manager. This position, who does it report to?
Reports to Jack Ganley, who's our president of Mannington Commercial, mm-hmm. and he manages, obviously, both soft and hard surface mm-hmm. for commercial.
Yeah, okay. Let's talk a little bit about the integration. And let's see, it's been a little over a year since Mannington bought Amteco.
Well, you know, we were fortunate in that Mannington put together an integration team that was a cross-functional group that looked at all areas of potential integration and synergies. And that team concluded their work, I'd say, about 6 months ago. And the integration thus far is going exceedingly well. We're very happy about our acquisition of Amteco. It really provides Mannington with a competitive advantage as it relates to the world of LVT. With domestic production here, you know, our customers have got lead times that are anywhere between 5 to 7 days, and that really gives us an advantage in the market where you've got most competitors that are selling products from abroad, either from China, Korea, or even to some extent now Vietnam, where lead times are probably somewhere between 10 to 16 weeks. So having product and capabilities here in the U.S. really provide us with a competitive advantage.
Mm-hmm. That's right. I mean, there's Centiva, I know, produces LVT in the U.S., but most everybody else sources it from Asia, right?
Yeah, that's correct. And the other exciting thing that we've got with the Amteco capabilities is this custom cutting capability where we can literally customize a visual or a pattern. Customers can go ahead and fax us in a sketch of what it is they're looking to achieve with Amteco product, and then we can literally custom cut that product at our Conyers facility and ship it out to them. We provide them with a CAD drawing and some sign-offs, and it really ends up being a unique, compelling aesthetic advantage that we bring to the table.
Yeah. And, you know, I've got to compliment Mannington. You know, most people know Mannington's a privately held company owned by the Campbell family. And this was a very timely acquisition because LVT in the last couple of years has been one of the fastest growing categories, hadn't it?
Indeed. I mean, it's the fastest growing category globally. I talked to my colleagues that are, you know, based in Europe and based in Asia, and it continues to be a hot category abroad. But here in North America, it is literally the fastest growing category, both residentially as well as commercially, and we are very excited about the timing of this acquisition.
Mm-hmm. Now, will your focus be global?
No, I'm going to be focused on North America. I've got some colleagues that are responsible for the markets that are outside of North America, and my scope will definitely be the U.S. and Canada.
Okay. Let's move to the conversation to NeoCon for a minute. Amteco, for a long time, had a temporary space on the 8th floor. You integrated them into your space on the 10th floor, and you had a new product this year that was a hexagon-shaped product. Talk a little bit about the integration at NeoCon and that whole experience.
Yes, sir. certainly. I mean, it was, first off, it was my first NeoCon experience, and I was blown away by the response from our customers, the crowdedness of our booth, and the reception to, you know, to the new products. And that front area, Kemp, you may recall when you walked into our showroom, we did have a number of hexagons that were installed that were really new products that we introduced earlier in the year. And what we were really focusing on in that area is, you know, that hexagon shape has become something that has become very popular in the design world aesthetically for the commercial market. You saw it actually even in carpet while you're at NeoCon. So we were basically showing folks that we can customize any shape or format. The hexagon format is something that we do exceptionally well at our Antico plant. It is a preset shape that we can easily cut. And like I said earlier, what folks can do is they can literally sketch a drawing out in terms of what that look is that they're trying to achieve in their space. And then we can, in turn, go ahead and convert that into an AutoCAD. And then we do a couple sign-offs, and then we literally deliver that product to the site. They've got the ability to just go ahead and follow a puzzle and laying out the beautiful new floor that they're trying to create.
Yeah, most people know at NeoCon that the primary audience are designers, and I guess they appreciate the fact that you have now a bundled offering with Amtico and Mannington from one source, right?
That's correct. It was really exciting to have Amtico actually located in our showroom. And what we've begun to do as part of the integration is to create a cohesive and a consistent look through our architect folders. So now you've got Amtico folders that are now part of the Mannington portfolio. And it does make it easy for both designers and specifiers to go to one area to combine both carpet as well as hard surface when they're designing a flooring space.
And it's more than just bringing two brands together. It's also integrating the whole design so it works together, right?
That is correct. I mean, that's something that we're really beginning to work on. You know, Mannington, as you know, has been known for a long time as one of the leaders in design as it relates to both residential and commercial styling. And now when you layer in the design capabilities that we've got with Antico, we really think that we're going to be able to leverage some design competency that really is going to be unmatched in the market.
Well, David, it's great to talk to you. Welcome south of the Mason-Dixon line, and I hope you get settled in well. Again, we've been talking to David Sheehan, who's recently been named Vice President of Commercial Hard Surfaces with Mannington Mills, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.